$100 billion of that would be in the form of a payroll tax cut, $250 billion for Small Business Administration loans, and $58 billion for the nation's airlines, which are hemorrhaging cash.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he expects the virus to peak in his state in 45 days.
I've said that curve is going to turn into a wave, and the wave is going to crash on the hospital system.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today, I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Over to the Armed Forces, the DoD, Veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express. Used by Navy Federal under license.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
Stock market is up 501 points, and the temperature outside is a balmy 75 degrees. How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm personally doing great, but I can tell there are a lot of folks. It's going to be tough times here for a few days, if not a little longer.
Yeah, it's the tenor has certainly changed, and a lot of people, excuse me, notice that. Before we kind of get into telephone calls and get into the to the show itself, a couple of things here. Folks, you need to be thinking about other people here, and I talked to several clients and advertisers today. Reed Ingram is doing something really special here. If you'll put your order in today, he'll do a Boston butt, not for $27, but for $25. If you want to get Camp Stew along with that, instead of $15, it's $10. And here's the thing, the way to look at this is maybe you know somebody that isn't getting out or needs some help. And, you know, food is kind of a nice way. In America, we say, I love you. Call them at 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Order the Boston butt and or the Camp Stew. Get it for yourself. Take it to them. If you want to donate it, I'll be glad to find families that are in need. That I'll give you an example. There's a young lady. She had a situation where she's cracked three ribs. nose was broken. She has three kids at home, and they're going to be home for 3 weeks.
Oh.
And you've hurt your wrist before, haven't you?
Not really, really bad, but yes, you know.
It is painful.
Just minor bruises were very painful.
It is painful. When you breathe in, it's hard, but I mean, trying to deal with little kids, you know, 6 to 2, if they're 3, I mean, that's kind of rough. So 280-FARM, take advantage of that. And that's, you know, Reed is trying to help other people out and lowering the price to make it more affordable. I had a couple of telephone calls yesterday. Jan's Beach House, for example. You can go call up Jan's and get carry out if you're worried about being in there. Vintage Year, tonight's hamburger night. You can call them up. You can go online and see their menu and get hamburger night to go. And they do a great job with it. Highly recommend the Fox. Highly recommend the Bama Burger. And a medium rare cut in half with french fries inside. You like the sweet potato fries.
I like the sweet potato fries. Last time I went, I got the Fox with the sweet potato fries, and no need to cut it in half.
It's going to go away with you at the helm there. The other thing is Don Duncan, for example, because there's nobody downtown. You know, municipal offices are closed and a whole bunch of state workers are not around. And he'll come in and pick up your car, take it back, drive there, he'll take you back. He'll bring the car back to you. He's going to take care of you because he wants to have your business. He wants to make sure you're taken care of. You don't have to sit in his waiting room while they're putting your tires on and all that kind of stuff. You can be at the comfort of your home, cloistered in, doing social distancing. So if there are any other businesses out there and you're doing something for your clientele, give us a buzz. If you'd like to donate a Boston butt to an in-need family, I'm sure we can find the right person to go to. Just tell them it's a donation, Boston butt that you're buying for the Dan Marsh Show, 280-FARM. Reed and Karen Ingram, great, great Americans. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Hunter. Hunter, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show. How are you, my friend?
Uncle Dan.
How are you?
I am good, man. You are my Uncle Dan.
What about the honor of a call from you today?
Uncle Dan, is the coronavirus so bad that we have to really worry about it? I don't know. You know what? I've got allergies. There's pollen out. I'm sneezing and coughing, but that's normal for me this time of year. The things are blooming. Everything is fresh and new. I mean, what's going on? Is this really a problem?
Well, there's a big difference between allergies and coronavirus. I mean, I get allergies this time of the year all the time. My deck is yellow from the all the pollen that's there. Have a friend coming over tomorrow night. We'll enjoy a little JWB out on the deck. And so I'm going to have to go spray that bad boy off again to get that cloud of dust going. So, the thing is just be careful is the whole deal.
And if you are actually worried, just check yourself for a fever. That's one of the distinguishing features from, say, allergies from pollen.
There you go.
Well, I'm not that worried about the coronavirus. I really do think that it is causing a big shutdown, and it is causing economic crisis over nothing. I think one of the problems is that you can click and send anything you see on the internet out to anybody else in the world, and if you have a big enough network of friends, they might believe it. And so I don't know. You know, I'm always sneezy and coughy at this time. I'm looking out at my pond here, and there is a bunch of yellow pine pollen, and every year I get this. So I don't know. I've lived 50 years. Dan, Uncle Dan, you've lived through cancer. You've survived all kind of stuff. So I don't think this is that, you know. I don't know.
Well, what we're trying to do, Hunter, is we're trying to protect each other. That's why they're doing the social distancing and closing schools and that kind of stuff. If we can stop this in its tracks, then everything's good. But what we don't want it to do is get out of hand.
Well, Well, yeah. I mean, I know that you've lived through a lot of stuff, and I have too, and we all have, everybody that might be listening here. So don't panic. I mean, don't buy all the toilet paper.
Yeah, I agree with you. Don't panic, but I think also being cautious is a good idea.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a joke, and then I'm going to listen to the rest of your show. So I went to the doctor the other day, and I was feeling pretty bad. And I said I got all these aches and pains. And the doctor said, have you tried a mud bath? And I said, well, is that going to help? He said, it'll get you used to the dirt.
Thanks for the time on call, buddy. You have a great day. Carol, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Right, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Carol. Carol, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. Hey.
How are you?
All right. I just want everybody to know all 10 library buildings are closed until further notice.
Oh, what library buildings? City?
Yeah, all of them.
All municipal buildings are closed.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like they're still open over there at the, where you get your birth certificate and stuff.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Carol.
Oh, it looks like they're still open over there where you get your birth certificate.
There are people still working, but the city put out a notice last night that they're all closed to the public, all municipal buildings.
But the,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's county. That's not city that you're talking about.
No.
Carol, thanks for the telephone call.
All right, thank you.
Ta-ta. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Namor Show.
Hey there, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Sounds like you and Joey are, thankfully.
Yeah, doing well.
Yeah, keep you... Stay on your side over there, Joey. 6 feet, remember?
Well, and for folks just tuning into the show, Dan coughs all the time anyway, so don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not about to.
I want to be respectful in this, but your second to last caller.
Wait, I want to be respectful, but.
But I have to say something. The gentleman that called And after about two or three sentences, his one remark that was absolutely accurate was, "Gosh, I don't know, Dan. Well, friend, you are like all the rest of us. We really don't, and I spent 40-plus years dealing with things like this, and we truly don't know, and we don't appreciate what the severity is. Click on your TV and see who the president and vice president have lined up there with them. You nor I have ever seen anything like this in our lifetime. Go online, or as my late brother-in-law used to say, go on the intertube and see what you can find about 19, 18, and 19 and what happened in this country then. And in your mind, multiply it, because what swept the globe, but particularly the United States, what we're having now compared to that is, number one, much more contagious, apparently, and for sure, much more severe. In spite of the supportive treatments that we have, and I sure do hope that the experimental use of some of the antivirals and the antimalarials turn out to be of some use in the immediate treatment of people who are afflicted with this. But if you don't think it's bad, ask your doc what's currently going on in the ICU and in the pulmonary wards, how many ventilators they're having to use. And if you don't have it, be thankful. But please observe the, as best you can, all the guidelines that our government people, even though we do not like government control over a lot of things, they're invaluable in an instance like this. And we really do need to be observant of that and respectful of everybody else. Just be thankful that you're not running a fever and you run a chance of winding up where some of your fellow citizens are now.
And we're reminded, most of the people that are in the hospital that are on ventilators actually are there because of flu or some type of episode that they had, not because of corona.
Well, I have no idea whether that's accurate or not. I don't know what.
Well, there's only one case in all of Montgomery County, so it's not like Baptist South.
No. What I heard was four or six in Montgomery County, and you can rest assured there are a great many more that have not been tested for whatever reason, subclinical or ill at home or ill in the hospital and haven't yet been tested. But this is a lot worse than any flu epidemic we've had in my lifetime, and that spans.
That's a lot. Even the Hong Kong flu?
Yes. Yeah. Severe swine flu, H1N1, much, much more contagious. And those that get it, especially if you have any underlying condition, and let's face it, Dan, even allergies and mild respiratory problems, and certainly prior cancer treatment, is a predisposing or complicating condition.
Of course.
But I'm glad you enjoy or are doing well. I hope we all continue to. But above all, don't make light of what the experts are trying to tell us. They're doing the best that they can. And you look at what is happening in other countries. Just look at China and look at Italy. And realize that this is a real, real endemic problem to those areas, but a pandemic for the entire globe.
Yeah, and what we're trying to this is a case of an ounce of prevention to try to solve the pound of cure type thing.
Yeah. Well, it's, it does come down to an individual thing. You don't have to abide by your local doc's instructions, for that matter. It's always best if you do. I've commented more than once about some patients being the dumbest smart people I've ever seen in my life. And it's disappointing to deal with when they come down with something or wind up in the hospital and they didn't have to.
Ken, I appreciate the call. I want you to have a great day. Stay safe, my friend.
Same to you, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got the latest count in Alabama as of 10 a.m. this morning. There are new cases, but the majority, it seems, are in the Birmingham surrounding.
28 in Birmingham,
yeah,
or something.
It's 20 in Jefferson County, technically 4 in Shelby, 3 in Tuscaloosa County. This is as of 10 a.m. this morning. We have 2 in Montgomery County, but it's mostly, and not surprisingly with the airport there, it's in that Birmingham area.
Interesting. And again, reminder, there are a lot of folks, particularly, you know, I know a lot of people that are in the service industry, particularly for restaurants, but, you know, try to, a friend of mine, David, called me yesterday and said it went to Jan's and is empty, and they're having to lay off people.
Yeah.
And so you can get carry out and do vintage here, carry out hamburger night tonight. You can do the Boston Butt with Sweet Creek Farm Market. Don Duncan will pick you up, pick your car up, bring it back, so you don't even have to get out of the house if you don't want to. So call Don Duncan. He'll take care of that. Downtown location, Bell Road location, and, of course, Bravo. Let me go to Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. One thing I have not heard, because everybody's trying to say, okay, here's what Italy did not do properly. Italy did not shut down travel with China. Italy didn't quarantine themselves, what have you. But something that I remember from sociology class was personal space. And so much as when you talk about micro-sociology, how the Italian culture gets right up in your face when they're talking to you because they want to smell your breath while they're talking to you. And I think it's interesting that Spain's having issues too. Of course, France has got its own issues not related to the coronavirus, but I've not heard that. When you start talking about how when you talk to somebody, I mean, I've worked with people from Italy where they get right up in your face, and you're like, dude, you're going to have to back up just a tad.
Your breath is a little gamey for me today.
There you go.
Yeah, another thing in Italy is they have a much older population than these other countries, and so you have an automatic at risk. They are also very sociable, and when I was in Italy, you would go out and be sitting at an outside restaurant, and you could barely move without bumping into the person next to you.
And a lot of mixing of the different generations, too. Yeah.
Very much so.
And then I'd also wonder about an older city with bacteria, viruses, what have you. I mean,
there are no cities in Italy that are old.
A 500-year-old apartment.
Yeah, about 2,000-year-old.
Exactly.
Actually, more than that, but it's, Italy's a whole place within itself, and they are very sociable in Italy.
I love them as a people, but, oh, man, now that this is happening, you're kind of like, poor guys, what are you doing?
I like that, Tommy. Thanks for the telephone call.
Yes, sir.
272-9228, going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes, Weed Man is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weed Man exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today, I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Tuesday.
Oh, darling, I'm so long.
St. Patty's Day. We both got a Reno.
Yeah, there you go.
I came
Got some new wheels here.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah.
And some loafers.
Yeah, I got William some of these for Christmas.
Yeah.
A long time ago. They were very popular at the Montgomery Academy. And the cheapest I could ever find them was $129. So Shoe Station had them on sale. $85.
Nice, okay.
Normally $170 shoe.
Nice.
I ate that bad boy up. Let's do this. Since you guys are talking about restaurants shutting across the country, here's the story from CBS about bars, restaurants shut down all over the U.S. over coronavirus.
First, Americans are hunkering down this morning as the pandemic brings us, our personal and work lives, rather, to a complete standstill. It is very scary. President Trump has made it clear this is no time to take any chances.
My administration is recommending that all Americans, including the young and healthy, work to engage in schooling from home when possible, avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people, avoid discretionary travel, and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and public food courts.
It's very good advice. The president also said for the first time yesterday that this crisis could lead to a recession. On Wall Street yesterday, as you heard, the stocks plummeted right after the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrials lost nearly 3,000 points. That is close to 13%.
The U.S. now has more than 4,500 reported coronavirus cases, but the actual total could be much higher. At least 90 people have died. Our coverage of this new normal in America begins with Mola Lenghi in New York City. Mola, it's remarkably quiet in this typically crazy city.
Absolutely, Anthony, it is. You know, New Yorkers here are waking up to new rules and that new normal that you guys are talking about. And that's really defined by empty streets, deserted, desolate streets. This is Columbus Circle, one of the busier areas in the city. It sits adjacent to Central Park. But of course, as you mentioned, bars, restaurants, coffee shops all closed. Retail stores have adjusted their hours, as you can see, illustrated by that sign, and further illustrated by the transit systems here. Columbus Circle, one of the busier subway stations in the city. Normally, hundreds, if not thousands, of people would be pouring out of here. As you can see, now down to a trickle. Meanwhile, in other parts of the country, leaders are taking even more drastic measures to stop the spread of the virus.
You know, St. Paddy's is actually one of my favorite days. When I was in Washington, D.C., what we would do is we had these blocks numbered, and we'd pull a number out. Wherever block that was, square block, we'd go and have a drink at every single bar in that square block. And then we'd end up at a place called the Class Reunion where my bartender, Dennis O'Reilly, would always take care of us, and they'd have bagpipe player come in and play and do all sorts of stuff. I mean, it was a great time. But Washington is wonderful to St. Paddy's Day. I've done New York, I've done Boston, I've done Chicago. New York by far is the best. Boston close second. Chicago, that's just serious drinking. That's all that is. Yeah. None of this cabbage. But did the Dubliner. So this is kind of a weird day for me because I normally am doing something in Irish Bread Pub. I guess I didn't do anything downtown.
No, but folks, you can always go get some Jameson and some Bailey's and some, you know, Guinness and take it home and have a grand old time.
By yourself.
Yeah, you know.
A quarantina?
Yeah.
You drink a martini, but you drink it by yourself. People come up with so many good things. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you, Dan, for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Truth be told, I'm standing on the front porch. I need to sweep it. It's covered in pollen, and I'm petting a big, sweet heart tomcat that I got here. So, you know.
Ah, life is good.
I got plenty of allergies before the virus ever even gets here, man. I'm just drooling and carrying on. But what I wanted to comment on, yesterday I spoke to you, and I got to wondering about if the courts were going to be open. And that was the headline of today's little local paper here in Troy. 30-day statewide, 30-day hiatus. And like I said, I have jury duty coming up in April. Now they canceled all that. Now there's a backlog. So when it does, when everything gets up and running again, you know, it'll be packed. But no court unless it's an absolute emergency.
There you go.
Yes, sir. It's just it's odd watching the news, man. Like you said, it's like a horror movie. You see it just the way things have slowed down. It's a horror movie. It is a horror.
Well, you know, I really feel for the people that are in the service industry, that are waiters and work in kitchen and line staff and things like that. So I really urge people to try to take advantage of that and get carry out and things like that.
I said maybe something good will come from this. You know, people will become efficient. If anything like this ever happens again, maybe this will work out some of the bugs of just what to do. But I also saw where the our local nutrition center, instead of feeding the they feed a lot of seniors, and instead of feeding them inside, they're going to feed them outside. They'll bring the plate lunches out to your vehicle and that kind of thing, which I thought was, you know, that's good thinking.
So. Yeah, Meal on Wheels, for example, I contacted a friend of mine that's very involved in that, and she put me with the head of it. I couldn't get on the phone this morning, but you know those are people that are taking meals to seniors, and now they're trying to give them where it's not just a hot meal for that day, but something that they can heat up for the week, and so they'll have something in their home. But there are a lot of people in need that are not used to being, you know, cloistered in their home.
All of a sudden, the system, most of us are, you know, we're resisting change, and change is here. Dan, listen, I want to thank you for letting me have some of your time, and like I said, I need to sweep this porch up, so I better go.
You got it. You have a great day. Let's go to the second part of the CBS story on closing the bars and other places around the country.
The streets of New Orleans eerily quiet on the eve of St. Patrick's Day. The crowds were kept home after Louisiana forced all bars to close over coronavirus fears. From San Francisco to New York City, businesses were shuttered Monday night and streets deserted under similar orders.
No matter where you look, this is something, it's an invisible enemy.
The president's guidance to limit gatherings to no more than 10 people is part of a plan for all Americans to help stop the spread. Something emphasized by the White House coronavirus response coordinator on the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell.
If you get behind a pandemic, this virus is about 2 to 3 times more contagious than flu. And so that's why we want everybody to do everything that they can.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced a coordinated social life shutdown, with theaters and gyms closed and restaurants and bars limited to takeout and delivery. In the San Francisco Bay Area, officials called for several counties to shelter in place.
What we are asking for everyone to do is to remain at home for all but the most essential outings for your safety and the safety of those around you.
Can you imagine that Bourbon Street? They closed all the bars on Bourbon Street. Now, you know you have a crisis when a Louisiana governor says to do that. I mean, that's big. That's some serious tourism dollars that are going on there. A couple of things. My good friend Steve Worth of Worth Cleaners just got an email from him saying at the Brown Springs Road store, they have a drop-off bin that's available on all hours, but you can't go into the main lobby. They have drive-through. Just put your clothes in the back seat. The attendant will come out and take them out and get them taken care of. At this time, they're not doing sheets and linens, which are in my bag today, by the way, but they are doing standard pickup that they always do. And again, here's another person, hires people, trying to protect his folks, trying to take care of you. Steve Worth, Worth Cleaning. What a great guy. What a great company. Love them to death. Okay, back to bars, restaurants shut down across the U.S. What's the impact?
The mass shutdown is being felt by businesses big and small. Chef Eric Repair of New York's Le Bernardin restaurant says he is not able to pay his staff, but is committed to covering their health insurance through April.
What are the discussions that are being had?
I have been talking to some of my friends in the industry, who are chefs and restaurateurs, and everybody is terrified by the situation. I wish I could do better for our employees. I just can't.
While grocery stores have been inundated, some shops have set aside special time just for seniors, a group that's especially vulnerable to the virus.
We've been standing in line for other markets, but by the time we get in, there's a lot of it gone.
Travelers are also on high alert. This Delta flight to Seattle was grounded in New York Monday night after a passenger said they might have been exposed to coronavirus. But the race for a vaccine took a drastic step Monday when Jennifer Holler from Seattle volunteered to become the first person to receive an experimental dose.
I know everybody feels so helpless right now, and I was so excited to be given this opportunity to actually do something tangible to potentially help thousands, millions of people.
A potential vaccine still being studied, but Tony, we're still about a year away from any sort of widespread use.
There was a guy that was on Laura Ingraham last night who had worked on a study, and they had been doing tests on something called serodroxin, which I took whenever I go to a third world country. They would always make me get a GG shot and take that. It's something kind of, and it's supposed to be very effective towards the coronavirus. It's in testing stage now, and it's been around. I mean, I was doing that back in the 80s. I mean, this thing's around. It's very plentiful, so we'll see how that goes. You know, there's a lady that she is doing a great job, Ambassador Deborah Birks, and she's the lady that's in charge of the corona Task Force Development Group, and she's really made the rounds today, and she's a rising star. I think the doctor, Fauci, is getting a little tired. I think he's like getting 3 hours sleep. So she's now taking the face of the task force team. Let's listen to her talking about the millennials' role in shutting down corona.
Let's bring in White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx. Dr. Birx, thank you for joining us. Every time I turn on the TV, I see you standing behind the president. Sometimes you approach the podium. Yesterday at that press conference, you said that millennials, they're the core group that will stop this virus. Why do you think so?
Well, first, they make up a large part of our population, particularly in urban areas where we know there will be and potentially greater spread. Also, they're the generation that can help the grandmothers, the grandfathers, the mothers and fathers just be able to stay in touch with each other virtually. They can go out and set up their grandparents with the ability to stay in touch, visit, you know, with FaceTime and other elements. I think really they can help with the social isolation that could occur when we ask people to stay at home, because they know how to innovatively stay in touch with each other without picking up the phone or being there personally. But also they're very good about communicating with each other and ensuring the clear messages that they of what they need to do themselves. You heard in the previous segment about the soldiers who are very mild or asymptomatic. Millennials may have very mild or asymptomatic disease, and they have to make sure that they are taking as great a precautions as they can, doing the social distancing, not going to bars, not eating out, and really protecting their parents and their grandparents.
She's doing a really good job with this thing, and she really laid it on the millennials, saying, you know, they were the ones that seemed to have been going out and partying and doing all the Facebook stuff and taking the pictures, sitting around bars and drinking in tight groups of people. And she really kind of scolded them, and it seems that it's working. Now, set apart from the shutdown itself, but it does seem that it's kind of working. Let me go to a break, coming back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jerry. Oh, by the way, Senator Jeff Sessions will be calling in at the first part of the show next hour. Jerry, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, guys. Dan, you know a lot more about money and stock market than I ever will. I was losing money in the stock market before it was cool, if you know what I mean. The stock market has breakers, circuit breakers in it, so if it falls too far, it stops it, correct?
That's correct. It's a 15-minute halt of trading.
Okay. And there's also triggers built into people's systems, you know, the individual, like stockbrokers, if a certain stock go down below a certain level, they either buy or sell, or any it triggers buys and sales inside the market. Is that close?
That's close. What happens is a company like a mutual fund company or an ETF fund will put circuit breakers in their artificial intelligence program. It'll say, if this stock goes down below the 50-day moving average, sell this percentage of it. If it goes down 20% below the 50-day moving average, sell this amount, giving you a hypothetical.
Right.
And so you'll have program trading that will kick in, and that's what happened yesterday. At the very end of the market, you had a $400 point down because of program selling. The other thing is, once the market goes past a certain point, the program trading goes out of the system, and then the individual sellers have priority there. So if you are an individual and you're online, or you're doing it through a broker that's online, your trade has priority over the big trades.
Okay. Well, my point is, let's say somebody like Buffett or the mayor that just got out of the presidential race, five or six of those big guys got together and decided they knew how to bump these levels and make people buy and sell at the wrong time. Could they almost control the stock market doing that?
No. Nobody's been successful in cornering the market, whether it's silver, gold, oil, or stocks.
Right.
The Hunt brothers were the biggest evidence of that failing. They thought they had cornered the market in silver and in oil. And then the market changed on them, and they lost billions. And that was a long time ago. So that's when a billion was a billion.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering if these triggers could...
It's not that people don't try to manipulate the market, but if you do it, and you're a market maker, or you're you fit within the formula of FINRA, they'll come and get you.
Okay. Wasn't the market going down before all this corona got so much publicity?
No, actually, the market hit a top on February the 25th, and we've been down ever since the corona stuff has really been kind of going.
But you don't think it has anything to do with Russia and Saudi Arabia and all their little scrolls?
I think it has to do with the price of oil, without a doubt.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of... Go ahead. Do you want to say something, Jerry? I guess we lost him. Yeah, there's a combination of things. Oil going down 30% because of the price war that Russia and Saudi Arabia are having. That had a big to do with the market you take things like Chevron, you take some of these fracking companies, that had real downward pressure on it. The people not flying because of Corona, that does the transportation average. And for you to make a new high, that's called the transportation average needs to make a new high when the Dow makes a new high. And so it doesn't look like we're anywhere near that happening because transportation average is so cut in half. Then you have the 10-year bond, which is at historic low. And that has a little bit to do with the whole thing. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello. I heard you talking about Italy, and I had looked up yesterday. Italy has one of the highest population of Chinese people in the Prato, Tuscany area, and then even Milan. It's like 300 and something thousand. And I kind of think that's where, I mean, I tried to look up it geographically, but it looked like it was in northern Italy, that big red hot spot. Do you know where?
Yeah, Milan. I think what you're talking about is Milan. But I've never heard that there's a large Chinese population in Italy.
Well, you know, it just says, Prato, Tuscany has the largest concentration of Chinese people in Italy and all of Europe. And it has the second largest population of Chinese in Italy after Milan, is what I'm reading now. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but, you know, if they've been traveled from China to Italy, maybe that's why it became such a hot spot.
Could be. Uh-huh. And Milan's more that is their kind of financial center. There are a lot of really wealthy people in Milan.
Well, something had said it was like the textile area. I don't know if that's, you know, their trade or whatever. And I wanted to offer a suggestion. I heard somebody say the other day something about opening up dorm rooms. What about opening up these rural hospitals that have shut down as like a quarantine type place? You've got the, you know, you've got the big doors that the beds can roll into. You've got a pharmacy area. You've got an X-ray area. You've got a lab area. You've got everything you need. You know, you've got to have your laundry services that can sterilize the sheets and everything. And I just think that would be the smart thing to do.
Well, I'll tell you something that I think you're going to see, and that, and we have made development in this is so far advanced now, it's unbelievable. But the, you remember the TV show MASH?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The medical army supply support hospitals, the way these things are developed now, they are just incredible. They can set up a mini hospital with surgical rooms, with ICU units in it, and take care of a lot of people in a very short period of time. I believe what the government is doing is they're just waiting to see where they need that material.